dot. This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch here into hour number two of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We continue here in the email box tonight where Prasad emails in with some concerns about anarcho-capitalism, or what some people might call voluntarism. He says, I'd very much like to know how anarcho-capitalism does not inherently become corrupt. After ruminating on the subject, it seems that by nature it must fail. On the political compass, it's on the far libertarian and right end of the spectrum, diagonal from its polar ideology, communism. Communism in ideology would work most ideally in a democracy of educated people. The problem is the human tendency to centralize power. There's no exception for anarcho-capitalism. So why do you think states won't form out of necessity? Well, the people that form governments will always claim it's necessary. This is one of the most common excuses that you will hear for tyranny. We need to have troops in the streets because it's necessary. The world changed since 9/11, you know. It's necessary now to spy on people, as we were talking about last hour with the UK government preparing to build a database of all emails, phone calls, and various other data that would traverse from one place to another. Hey, it's necessary that we poke around through your private life. It's necessary.
It's keeping you safe.
Right. It's necessary that we have all these laws controlling your behavior. So is there the chance that in a – by the way, just to clarify what anarcho-capitalism is – anarcho, sort of the root word of anarchy, without rulers, capitalism, a lot of people are confused about what capitalism is, but essentially the ability to operate in a free marketplace without government constructs. So, if there's a situation where we have a total free market and a voluntary society, will there be people that are interested in ruling over others? Yeah, there will. But how will they gain the legitimacy? I mean, because you have to understand, in order to get to something like anarcho-capitalism or voluntary society, you have to have a pretty big sea change in the population in general. I mean, you have to have people come to the understanding that initiating force is immoral, and it doesn't matter what your goals are. If you're using force to achieve your goals, you're going to get unintended consequences, people are going to get hurt, and it's just the wrong thing to do. So if people come to those conclusions and they reject the monopoly, the violent monopoly of government out of hand, then I have to ask, what will it be that will convince those same people to re-embrace those ideas? What sort of personality, what persuasive method could be used to regain that ground for the state? I cannot envision it. That doesn't mean that it wouldn't be possible.
I can't comment here. I'm kind of with the emailer. It seems like we're a long ways off from some kind of completely free state that you talk about. And I think that we.
Well, we certainly are a long way off, but people want to talk about it. People want to think about it. They want to ponder the ideas, and there are objections that come right up.
I'm fine with pondering them. It seems to me that what is more expeditious is to pare down the size of the state. Let's get to a small government and then look at no government.
Yeah, but most of the people that we talk to agree on that, so it's not as interesting conversationally when everybody agrees on something.
I understand.
So here's the remainder of his email. He says, the foundation of anarcho-capitalism is solidified with this concept that proprietorships will depend on the consumer. But what matters to the consumer is price, more specifically price for themselves. If companies can cloak their covert actions against a small demographic of their entire customer base, such as denying the claim for a handful of customers, then the system has failed. The ideology of anarcho-capitalism defends itself by professing that competition regulation will filter out monopolies or large corporations. But isn't the most effective way to provide a better product is by expanding oneself? Isn't the most efficient way to provide a better product by expanding oneself? Horizontal consolidation. I don't know if that's true. I mean, I'm not a businessman that's providing a product that's necessarily something that will run out of supply, so I'm not in that particular industry. But I don't really, I guess I don't understand. When he says horizontal consolidation, does that mean buying up the competition? Consolidating the competition? I don't think that's the way to provide a better product, because I think we all understand that if there's less providers in the marketplace, there's less competition. Sure. And there are fewer providers, there's less competition, and therefore the products are not as good.
What he's thinking about in that particular instance, when you're talking about the economics of it all, is that the big companies will buy big companies, and then they'll own everything, essentially. And, you know, the fact is, when you don't have all the regulations and the strictures to getting into business, that kind of it changes the dynamic of things.
Oh, totally.
And what you have to look at is, look at the example of Standard Oil. Well, there was one point when Standard Oil had more than a 90% market share, and now they don't.
And, well, 90%
there
is
was
not
a time when, when Microsoft had a much larger market share than it has now. These things change over time.
Right, because people are able to go, in the example of Microsoft, people are able to enter into the operating system market without having to go through the Federal Approval Board of Operating Systems. So, I mean, if there was some sort of federal software approval board that was, whoa, you just can't release that new operating system onto the scene without having us vet it. We need to have this is a 15-year process here, buddy. You've got to submit your software to us and submit, $100,000 in fees, and we'll go ahead and take a look at it and make sure that the computing world is ready for this kind of software. But can you imagine? We'd be sitting at a DOS prompt today if there was such a federal approval board. So the idea that some company is just going to go around and buy up all the competition and have this monopoly in the free market doesn't really understand. I mean, it kind of belies the person that doesn't really understand what the free market is all about. The free market is free because you're free to compete anytime you can gather the capital together to do so. So if your competitors are being bought up, or if the competitors in an industry are being bought up, that's a market opportunity. If there's only one or two players out there in a specific industry, that's a market opportunity for somebody who's in search of a profit to go and find some investors and get started. Open up a store. Open up a factory. Start competing. But he gets to an example. He says, for instance, Company A and Company B sell health insurance. Both have competed for quite some time, and competition regulation has forced each to sell health care to different age demographics. I'm not sure what competition regulation is. I mean, that regulation is a government concept. If he's talking about third-party certification, I'm not sure how that would force anybody to sell anything to anyone. So regulation suggests government control. Regulation suggests government setting rules and that the companies sort of have to work around those rules. So are we talking about anarcho-capitalism, the free marketplace, or not? Anyway, he says that so one company sells it to the younger ages and the other company sells it to older ages. Company A is starting to lose customers to Company B as more elders stay alive for longer, so Company A schemes a plan to cripple Company B. They start to purchase commercial time slots to advertise drugs that would benefit their target age groups, those in the younger demo. They pay off pharmacists and doctors to advertise the drugs as well. The young people have become addicted to this drug. After long-term use, their customers start to develop major medical conditions. Company B tells them that this precondition will disallow them from having surgical procedures, and the customers are riled. Company B loses a lot of power, eventually going belly up, thus giving Company A a foothold in the insurance industry. He says, I'm not arguing for the FDA, but you're probably going to explain to me that an organization would exist to stop this drug from being spread or not, that regulatory forces would exist regardless of a government or state. But what exactly is it then? A company? A nonprofit organization? This regulatory force, whose funding would be the equivalent of taxes, would only be more expensive to the consumer than a national organization. Is this making any sense to you, Mark? I'm having trouble with it.
Well, I can hear that he's concerned about some drug that's bad getting out there, and I think that likely could happen. More likely, you'll find some drug that's just harmless and does nothing getting on the market, and I think you can find those in health food stores pretty quick. The world's not falling apart.
I just love the ludicrous extremes that people have to go to attempt to discredit the voluntary society and the free market. because his scenario here is absolutely absurd. We can explain why here in a moment. Take your calls about anything. And this is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Santa, Christmas Eve and you haven't left yet?
Ho, 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 ho. No, I can't find my keys.
Here's the perfect gift. Our patented Find One Find All Key Finder, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy to lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet, and projects a loud 90-plus decibel beep. And new for Christmas, there's even a FOFA just for eyeglasses.
Where did I put my glasses, Mrs. Claus? Oh, here they are.
Luckily, Rudolph's nose isn't the only thing that flashes.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. Again, that's findonefindall.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Show. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And those features, by the way, include archives. Just today, I posted the latest torrent, so you can go and you can grab all of the entire month of November, every single one of the archives, all in one fell swoop. with our free torrent service. Head over to freetalklive.com and see what that's all about.
With the torrent, do you have to listen from start to finish of the month, or can you take one show at a time?
It's 28 or however many shows there were in the month of November. It's all of the MP3 files essentially in one folder that you're downloading the entire folder of MP3s. So when you're done downloading, and it'll take a little while because it's big, it's like 700 megabytes or something. When you're done downloading it, then you can listen to whichever one you want.
I can tell you I'm scared of the idea of doing the torrent.
Why?
It would make sense more to me to just go and get the MP3s and gather them one at a time, because I know how to do that.
Oh.
You know,
the torrent thing's not hard.
It's not hard.
You have to have a torrent client like uTorrent, and we give you the instructions at freetalklive.com. So you download the client.
How many points are there?
How many points?
Yeah, like instructions. There's 1, 2, 3, 4.
Download the client, install it, and then click on the torrent, and it opens and downloads for you.
Three?
Well, I mean, there's sub-steps in each of the steps. I mean, how detailed do you want to get? Click, open, go to file. I mean, yes, you just download the software, install it, and then click on the torrent online. It's easy. Freetalklive.com.
Do you know that over 35% of IT admins admit to snooping through their boss's email? Shouldn't your business email be secure? PrivacyHarbor.com is an email alternative that's private and confidential. Guaranteed. You can go over there and sign up for a free account today at PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. PrivacyHarbor.com.
Toll and free.
It's easy because I can do it.
There you go. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We continue with this ludicrous scenario here by Prasad. And I think the people that purport these ludicrous scenarios, they really believe that they're possible. I believe that they think that these things could happen in a free market situation.
I think all kinds of things can happen. All you have to do is read the news to find out the craziest stuff.
And I think that their vision is usually a little myopic. They don't really understand what the free market would be like. Not that I completely have a grasp on it myself, but I do understand the tenets. I do understand the basic tenets that in a free marketplace, there is no regulatory agency that is overseeing whether or not your business can exist in the first place. So the whole idea, I mean, his scenario here, just to recap in case you're just tuning in, he suggests that in his scenario in this free market world, there are only two insurance companies, one of them selling insurance to younger people, the other selling insurance to older people because of some sort of, as he describes it, competition regulation. I'm not really sure what that means. But right there from the very beginning, it's wrong on its face. I mean, even in a government-regulated world, there are more than two insurance companies. So in a free market where there's no government insurance regulation agency to contend with to prevent smaller operations from starting up, anybody could jump into the game and provide insurance. The whole idea that there would end up being only two providers, and that those two providers would be doing things, that those two providers would be doing business on a completely different basis and not really even competing with one another is absolutely ludicrous. So right from the very beginning, the example is just full of holes. And let me go on here. He says that I'm not arguing for the FDA, but you're probably going to explain to me that an organization would exist to stop this evil drug that he proposes that one of the companies would put out, get people hooked on. They'd bribe a bunch of
cigarettes.
They'd bribe a bunch of pharmacists and things like that to lie about them, to advertise the drugs falsely, you know, not tell them that it's addictive,
etc. You wouldn't need to. Look at cigarettes.
Right.
But people know they're addictive. But no, they still start.
There aren't very many doctors out there saying you should smoke cigarettes.
But what difference does it make? You don't need a doctor to say that it's addictive. All you have to do is make it soothing in some way.
But he's saying that there's going to be this big overarching conspiracy here to help cover up the fact that these drugs are addictive and dangerous. And we can see that if people have an interest in knowing the truth about the products and services they're purchasing, and I think a lot of people are interested in that, there are various different agencies that are out there in the marketplace that will help people understand those things, that will do the research that is necessary to say, hey, this is not a safe product. Even though all these people are saying so, we're saying differently, and hopefully you'll trust what we have to say because we've got this long history of being here and being a watchdog over these industries. So, I mean, to suggest that one of these companies could go around and buy out all of the doctors and the pharmacists, and I mean, what are we talking about? That's even more, I mean, I'm not sure which part of this story is more absurd. The idea that there would only be two insurance companies competing in a certain area, or that they would be able to buy out every single pharmacist and doctor. What are you talking about? Anyway, he says, continuing here, he says, if the consumers won't pay for it, but instead the companies pay for it, then how is that a better system? I thought this system was regulated by consumer satisfaction, but in the hands of proprietorships, the rich will centralize the power. What? If the consumers won't pay for what? Consumers will pay for whatever they're interested in paying for. I don't really get it. Is he suggesting the consumers won't pay for the agencies to check out, like, the consumer reports to verify claims and things like that? Consumer Reports says they're still doing business. They're still out there.
And there's a lot of people that want to know that. You know, the fact is people want to get the best product for their money, and they will pay for information to do that.
Sure. And, you know, it doesn't even necessarily mean that they have to pay for it. In a lot of cases, what you might see is business models where the various different product checking services will operate and get their money from the people that submit the products to check them. I mean, consumers don't have to pay the Underwriters Laboratories to do their job. The companies pay Underwriters Laboratories to do that. Of course, he's suggesting that could lead to corruption, but that's why there are different checking organizations, different organizations watching over one another. In the government scenario, who watches the watchers? In the government scenario where there is the government...
People get payoffs. That's what happens in the government scenario.
Right. Well, in the government scenario where there is this overarching agency that's supposed to be keeping people safe, who's watching them? Who's there to ensure that they're actually doing their job correctly? Well, there's the occasional news media organization that'll catch them red-handed doing something naughty, but for the most part, not much.
Yeah, there's not much punishment for them doing that.
He says, I'm not arguing for a republic, democracy, communism, or socialism, but if states from form per force, I don't understand that either. I just want something that has logical doctrines written in a constitution that's represented by non-elitist smart people that intrinsically have a lesser say in a private economy. I don't think this means taxes have to be forced upon oneself, but if you use a public facility, don't expect not to pay. I'll agree with him on that part. Whatever it is you use, you should expect to pay for. Unless someone has specifically told you, you won't have to pay for this. Enjoy. It's free.
Yeah, and I don't know about this terminology, public, do you call it a utility?
A public facility.
Facility. You know, what is that?
There are a lot of terms in here I'm not too sure about. But it seems he's confused about what the free marketplace actually is. The free marketplace is the market in absence of regulation. Whenever there's no government around, telling people what to do, telling people what they can and can't do, forcing taxes upon people, regulating, organizing, controlling, whenever there's no government force around, whenever there's no monopoly over violence in any given area, you have a free market. We don't have a free market today. I'd like to have one. It'd be nice. But you have to kind of understand what it means before you can critique it. This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip. The logical companion of GLUR5,
Glur 6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Are you receiving monthly checks from a lawsuit you won? Are you having trouble paying your bills every month because the settlement money you're getting just isn't enough? Well, there is a way you can get the cash you need now in one lump sum payment. For free information to see how much cash you can get, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-497-5266. Find out how you can turn your future structured settlement payments into the cash you need now. To get free of your credit card debt, to meet your rising mortgage payments, to pay your medical bills and other expenses. If you're receiving payments from a lawsuit, call Peachtree Settlement Funding. For your free information, call now 1-800-497-5266. You have bills piling up that need to be paid now. So why wait any longer? Get the future money you have coming to you now when you need it most. For your free information, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-497-5266. That's 1-800-497-5266. 1-800-497-5266.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. They include the updates. You get signed up. We keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone call. Ziggy, across the pond in the UK. Ziggy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Zig.
Right. Well, yesterday the government announced its legislation for the next year. And amongst this was a bill to clamp down and regulate more heavily.
On what?
Drink promotions in bars.
Okay, is the idea to get people to stop drinking?
Yep, and the government, being the killjoys they are, are banning happy hour.
That is amazing.
It is amazing.
Like, is this 100% absolutely happening, or is it just a proposal at this point?
Well, it's going to go through Parliament in the next year, but, I mean, the government have got a big majority, and, you know, it's...
Who's got a big majority?
The Labour Party.
They're the party that's in favor of this?
Yeah, and they're in power at the moment.
I thought government people like to drink.
Yeah, they like to drink, but they can. You see, what this is trying to do is clamp down on poor people having a drink. You know, and the poor people are suffering right now, and I kind of think, hey, leave them alone. You know, we're in an economic downturn severely, and you know, the smallest pleasures bring a lot to people's lives. You know, a drink and a smoke.
Absolutely. Leave people alone.
Some people live for it.
I also have a question for you, because I was thinking about this last night. Do you think control freakery is a sexual perversion?
As in, do the people who control, who advocate controlling others' lives, do they pleasure themselves over it?
Yeah.
You know, that's an interesting question because Julia suggested that recently, that some of the power freaks around here would go home and touch themselves after they, you know, successfully put somebody in a jail cell or harmed another person's life. And I said to her, are you serious? You really believe that people would do something like that? And she said, yes. I mean, I myself, I guess I don't have that kind of perversion, so something like that had never crossed my mind. But for people that are really into control, well, it would make sense.
I think control is a big part of sexuality
for
some people.
You get dominatrix. I came up with a term. I said I was talking about government minister, and I said Harriet Harman, who does seem to be one of the worst of the labor lot, and she and I just described her as a pantsuit dominatrix. I said, you know, the fact is, you know, most I have met a few dominatrix in my time. It's not my kind of bag, but I always admit they do look damn cool, you know. But you know, people, government ministers in pantsuits, not my kind of thing, definitely not. And I just think they're just as bad. And I mean, one thing is that at least a guy volunteers to have pain forced upon him when he goes to a dominatrix, whereas these people just do it with impunity.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're onto something. I mean, I don't know if any of them will ever admit to it, but is there a chance that they go home, stand in front of the mirror, touch themselves self-pleasure, and say, oh, the state is so powerful, and I'm part of it. Oh, yeah.
Well, I have to say, the irony is that this lot in power, especially the women, I don't want to sound sexist here, but it does tend to be the female ministers, they seem to be very, very prudish. And I always worry when people seem to be somewhat sexually oppressed, repressed. Mm-hmm. That in fact, actually, that their desires are probably far stronger.
Yes. Oh well, that's what we've seen so often, especially when it comes to the area of like child pornography. You'll see that these crusaders are out there, you know, these anti porn crusaders, not just even child porn, but just porn, anti porn crusaders are out there and making a big stink about pornography, and then they get busted with all kinds of porn on their computer. So it's almost like they there's some sort of weird psychology going on where these people,
they're trying to fight off what they consider sinful urges, and
they have these personal,
they'll go
demons
to the opposite directions. I believe that it's also the reason that there's such a pedophilia problem, or was, in the Catholic Church amongst the priests, because people would try to go to an extreme in order to fight off their urges.
That's definitely right. Before I go, I have to I'm surprised Ian hasn't brought it up, but do you know what happened in Switzerland at the weekend, Ian?
I don't think so. What happened?
They legalized heroin on prescription.
Yeah, and shot down marijuana. It's the craziest thing.
I thought you'd have brought that up.
You know, I didn't get catch wind of it.
I told him about it yesterday. Don't listen to him.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, well, I still didn't catch wind of it because I wasn't paying attention, I guess.
I'm used to it.
But there you go. Thanks for bringing that up, Zig, and we'll see if everyone turns into heroin addicts in Switzerland. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231, because that's what the anti-drug crusaders say. If you legalize it, then everyone will do it. Well, come on.
Or at least a larger percentage.
Please. Anybody that wants to do drugs can go and get the drugs they want to do. If they just ask around enough, they'll figure out how to get them, and they'll use them. There's no problem getting things like heroin. In fact, from what I understand, it's actually pretty big around here.
I don't know.
Here in Keene, New Hampshire?
Surprised to hear it.
It is surprising, because you think to yourself, who would want to do heroin? But apparently a fairly large amount of people want to do heroin. Whatever. It's illegal. Obviously, they don't care. 800-259-9231. But I find that fascinating, that psychology of, well, I think that this behavior, whether it's drug use or looking at porn or whatever it is, this particularly, that some people view as immoral behavior, I think this behavior should be regulated. I think it should be controlled. And then years later, they end up being caught for it. And they end up getting in, you know, in some hot water over it. Of course, if they're highly connected enough, they'll probably be shielded from any significant consequences. But it's very interesting, isn't it? That sort of, I don't know what you call that. Is there a term for that in psychology? I don't know.
I don't know, but I believe I read that the Governor Spitzer got off of his.
Yes, he did. New York's former Governor Eliot Spitzer was completely exonerated of prostitution-related charges for hiring a prostitute several times.
Wonder if he got away with it.
He did get away with it. Happens I don't know if she time. Did. I'm not sure what right. happened to the prostitute.
Probably threw her in jail.
Right, right. Well, I don't know. I'm not sure what happened to her. If you know more, if you're maybe one of our New York State listeners and been following that story a little more closely perhaps than we have, you're certainly welcome to dial in at 800-259-9231. But it sure is good to be a member of the Monopoly gang, because then you get protected when stuff like that happens. And then there was the guy with the bathroom stall. What was his name? The Republican.
Wasn't he from Idaho?
Yeah, one of the anti-gay crusaders. You know, like one of these guys that. Yeah. Representative or Senator Craig or something like that.
Maybe that was the guy from Alaska that was on the corruption charges. There's so many corrupt Republicans recently.
It's hard to count.
I just don't know what to do.
Right, but Craig was, I think, the guy's name. The guy who was sort of made infamous for going into a bathroom stall and then playing footsie with his next-door neighbor in the next stall. Turned out that was a cop. It was some sort of undercover sting. He got popped, and that's when everybody found out who he was, and wait, this guy is an anti-gay crusader. So on one hand, he's talking about how gays are immoral and bad and everything, that, you know, gays are bad. And then he's caught with his pants down in a bathroom stall being gay.
Larry Craig.
That's fine. I have no problem with gay people. I think that they should be able to meet wherever they want to meet one another.
You can find it by typing in Senator Gay.
But it's just so amazing, the hypocrisy. It's so amazing, and it never ends. There's always going to be more examples of this, more
right,
people
and this
will get
is
caught.
The same guy voted against legislation that would have been more equalizing for homosexuals.
Right.
So
what's with these people? I mean, how about Ted Haggard, the mega church guy from Colorado? The guy who is, one of the major anti-gay crusaders. He ends up getting caught snorting crank off of the naked butt cheek of some gay prostitute.
Nice.
So, what? So this guy's got it from both ends. He's gay and he's a drug user. But in his public life, he's anti-gay and anti-drug. How do you live that lifestyle?
I can't imagine how you get away with it for so long is what amazes me.
I don't know either. It's very confusing to me. Anyway, if you want to add your insight into this, 800-259-9231, what is going on in these people's heads? You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com, or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231, that's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing the toll-free number. 800-259-9231. That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, we could use your vote. Please go to vote.freetalklive.com. We only ask that you do it once per month. Unfortunately, we have to ask several times because, well, it's a pretty hot competition. Our friends over at Red Bar Radio are our heaviest competitors. We've gotten a lot of listeners from the guys over at Red Bar, and I'm sure that we've sent a few over there.
The reason we have
to
ask multiple times is because you didn't do it the last time we asked. Thank you very
much. Well, many of you did, and those who did, thank you. If you've not yet done so, we're waiting for you. Please go to vote.freetalklive.com. Cast your vote for Free Talk Live, because being number one at Podcast Alley just means more new people coming over to this show, people discovering the message of freedom and liberty. And the fact is, people are more likely to click on the number one show than they are to click on the number two show. So please help us out by going to vote.freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls, it's Frank in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live.
Ah, good evening.
Hey there.
I thought I would start by clarifying some things yesterday.
Okay.
That caller that called after made some egregious statements. Number one, a design patent is defined as a patent that involves a significant improvement on a pre-existing patent or invention. An example of a design patent would be after RCA invented the color comb filter for televisions in the late 1970s, when they incorporated that as a genuine original patent into a pre-existing TV design that would include the comb filter for the imaging, that was a design patent on the pre-existing television patent. So in a sense, a design patent is, again, a significant improvement on a pre-existing patent or patented invention. And a design patent could be in anything from, let's say, a product like a television or a car part, to something as innovative as, let's say, a condiment in the food industry area. Let's say someone has patented their barbecue sauce. Someone comes up with an invention or a new twist on it. Not only could they design that or claim the patent as an original product on that, but they could also do a design patent on that item, stating that they were working with a pre-existing condiment, such as barbecue sauce. So in a sense, We have to be very specific when we're dealing, you know, with intellectual property. And also, clothing can be patented. One of the first patents on clothing in the United States was filed by Levi Strauss, who invented the dungaree blue jean that was used by the gold miners in the gold rush in 1848 in California. So clothing can be patented as well as copyrighted the designs. And also, most recently, the area of patenting pre-existing genes, such as in the DNA that makes up all of the individuals. Pharmaceutical companies have patented specific genes, such as gene 4728, that's a triggering mechanism for a specific disease. And that's patented under a pharmaceutical claim for a diagnostic test. So these all exist, and not only do design patents exist in the United States, but in Germany, Switzerland, France, and virtually every other country in the world. So in a sense, these are very specific, and the caller that was calling last night made no sense in her sort of trying to explain what a design patent is or what it isn't or whatever. So I just thought, you know, that I would clarify that. And
well,
I
thank you for that, Frank. I certainly appreciate it. We'll take your word for it.
Thanks. The hooker that was with Spitzer, I think, is pursuing a music career and has had, I think she had many hits on her MyPage space and sold many of her demo songs on, iTunes or one of the downloadable music.
How interesting
things.
That the hooker who was essentially caught with Elliot Spitzer ends up with a musical career while any other streetwalker, and obviously she wasn't a streetwalker, she was a call girl, but while any other lady getting busted for being a woman of the night ends up in a prison cell. Just amazing.
Well, you know, it's interesting. It's all about political power. And the Spitzers were very influential and wealthy. And I think that if Elliot Spitzer wasn't actually suing the banks for malfeasance in the state of New York regarding the financial crisis, nothing would have happened. In fact, I'm sure those banks and financial institutions would have picked up the tab, or the New York State taxpayers would have picked up the tab for his what shall we call it? Recreation in Washington, D.C.
All right,
we'll
so
leave
Frank,
it at that.
Here's a little addition to what you're talking about with clothing. I just went and did a quick Google here, and it turns out you're right. There are some instances where clothing can be patented. This from About.com Inventors. The question, can a design of a piece of clothing be patented? The answer is most likely no. Rarely are pieces of clothing patented. However, there are exceptions. For instance,
well, you know, it's a big exception, the brassiere industry. If you look at, you know, the companies that invented the brassieres and that marketed them, even Victoria's Secret and some of the other firms, I mean, that's a very high-tech area. And if you look at clothing, and if you define even footwear as clothing, such as certain kinds of stocks, the socks that incorporate BioGuard, those are specifically patented, as are the shoes. The shoe
so
design,
the technology is. You're saying the technology is what is being patented, not specifically the design. And
no,
here
it's
they
the embodiment
give the example.
Of the idea. What patent is always defined as the embodiment of an idea. An idea can't be patented, but the embodiment of the idea can. And all of those are manifestations of the embodied idea. That's the point I was raising in the beginning yesterday that I think that caller didn't quite understand.
Thank you for the point and the clarification, Frank. Appreciate
no
it from
problem.
You as always. The details here on this particular article, they mention what they call Teva sandals. They say that these sandals have been issued a utility patent that relates to how the sandal functions to fit rather than how it looks. Plus, another utility patent was issued for things like therapeutic clothing. A design patent, which Frank was just telling us about, can be granted to anyone who invents a new, original, and ornamental design for an article of clothing. The Marine Corps has applied for design patents on their new camouflage pattern and combat uniforms. All clothing designs are immediately protected by copyright law. However, any small change, and it's considered a new design. That's why famous designers get ripped off immediately upon a new showing to help you decide what will be. So anyway, there you go. So, yeah, they can be patented, but not really. Only certain functions and things like that can be patented, not necessarily the piece of clothing itself.
A small change and, you know, poof, there it is.
Yeah. So even though the clothes are copyrighted, that doesn't prevent the competitors from essentially, you know, adding a different stitch somewhere and making it their own. And so it's amazing, isn't it, that in a world with so-called copyright or in a in an industry where there is no real access to true protection of the ideas that you create, that these companies like Burberry and Gucci and Prada and all these manufacturers that will charge hundreds of dollars for a piece of clothing or purse or something like that.
One of the reasons
One of
the reasons that they put their labels all over it is because of the they can copyright their logos, and that's one of the reasons that you'll see many of the expensive handbags have their logo all over the bag.
This is true. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. So there's some news in the realm of internet lending, and it's not good news.
No.
Again, the old school is entrenched. The old businesses, the old lenders, the bankers, very entrenched. Buddies in government, friends in government, of course, use their governmental controls, their monopoly privilege, or their monopoly violence to control the new upstarts in the industry, just as we point out over and over again on this show how regulations are used to control the new people in the business. This is a perfect example. The story is from TechCrunch.com, where last month peer-to-peer lender Prosper stopped all new lending on its site because of scrutiny by the SEC. Prosper agreed to regulate or to register under the Securities Act, a process which can take months. The SEC issued its formal cease and desist letter, outlining its reasoning for characterizing Prosper as a seller of investment, something Prosper had vigorously resisted in the past by arguing it was merely a marketplace matching lenders and borrowers. But the SEC is having none of that, and it's not just Prosper, but all peer-to-peer lenders that are on notice. Loneo, a new entrant into the lending arena of P2P that just launched last month, has already suspended new loans until it registers with the SEC, and last April, competitor Lending Club was the first P2P lender to temporarily cease operations. And again, waiting for the SEC approval. So
I thought these were such great ideas. So grassroots, people lending to other people. These organizations,
very micro-lending, basically.
Right. These organizations simply do not make loans. They do not do it.
Right.
They just set people up who have money with people who want money.
Just like how that one company in Toronto, the internet company, was setting drivers up with passengers so they could carpool together, but they were found as responsible for competing with the bus company in town, and so they had to pay thousands of dollars in fines. So again, it's this, you know, the new school versus the old school, and the old school is entrenched, and they have their buddies in government on their side.
They have the guys with guns who are willing to use them.
And they're destroying innovation. They're destroying opportunities, and they're destroying people's businesses with their stupid, old, outdated dinosaur regulations. Hour 3 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.